Good morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of the connections between your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. One of my favorite events is happening.
This Saturday, December 14th,
over in Lisbon, is the Feed the Hungry Christmas Parade. And we have with us Howie Figge. Good morning.
Good morning.
This has been going on for how long?
Since 2011. They started with horses, and after several years with the horses, it almost got too big. And so they had to kind of slow down. Stop the horses, but they were worried about the food banks. So that's when Farm Bureau stepped in. They asked us, can you guys sponsor from here and get us a parade of some kind? So with the help of the committee that we have, they all got together and we talked about it, and we started putting tractors in the parade so that we could at least get some money for the food banks. And it turned out to be a really good success. And now we accept 250 horses, and then we get as many tractors as we can, tractors and farm equipment, to pitch in and come through the parade. So that's really made it a versatile parade because you get the tractors and you get the horses.
And there's some more antique tractors, antique cars.
Yes, antique cars are welcome. They just have to go the speed of the tractors when we all meet at the Lisbon Center there. And we head on down to the parade, and I get everybody organized there at the center, and then we send them down in time so they can come up through Lisbon at noon. And they close the roads, and we appreciate the Lisbon neighbors that let us do all this, because it is an intrusion into their little neighborhood, but they're small town USA and they get it. They really have been so helpful to us by letting us close roads and use their little town.
And the church is there with the parking lots and getting everything put together.
Yeah,
and
there's plenty of parking around. If you go to our website, which is at LisbonChristmasParade.com, it gives you all the information that you'll need. That also provides you with a map so that you can find a place to park, because there's several churches, businesses, and then you wander out to the street. There's some shops and things that'll be open there, so that you get there a little bit early, shop a little bit, and just get into the Christmas spirit and get ready for the parade.
I rode the parade once. I've been there every year. And it's so much fun, because oftentimes you hear the farmers are having it hard. And this is where the farmers just kind of go, we're going to have fun.
Yes, absolutely. They're going to decorate them up, and they're looking forward to this because it's an opportunity to give back to the community and for us to just have a good day. With all the challenges that the farmers have, being able to give back is something that we'll reach into an empty pocket and come up with something.
Something.
And this is how we're trying to do it.
And so the farmers are out here going, okay, not only are we going to take our equipment through, but if we're going to do this, we're going to do it for a reason. And the reason are the food banks.
Yeah, we want to feed those that are less fortunate. And that was our main focus. The four benefits from the parade are the Lisbon Fire Department. They take a cut out of it. And so does Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. And then the rest of it is going to the Howard County Food Bank and the Carroll County Food Bank. Hey, they come to that little small town for that afternoon, and it just swells your heart when you see everything that's happening. The food bins fill up quickly, and everyone's just in a great mood, and that's always good to get everybody in a great mood.
Absolutely. And the Christmas trees there at Meyer's Mini Barns are right there on the corner.
Yeah.
So you've not got your Christmas tree, you can go there. Then afterwards, on the other corner is the Lisbon Fire Company, and they've got a big dinner going on.
Yeah, they do a Christmas chicken dinner. They use the benefits from that to add to the pot for their part of it. And then when we add our part, that really helps the Lisbon Fire Department, which goes not only in Howard County, it'll reach up into Carroll County when need be, and it's just a great neighborhood.
So we need to encourage our listeners to get in the car and go down to the parade.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fun. Just hop in there and grab an extra coat or something if it's a little chilly. We're not sure what the weather will be, but one year it snowed.
That was actually a fun year.
Yes, that year it was so magical that it was unbelievable. So if people can just get their spirits up, no matter what the weather is, you're going to have a good time. You'll be able to see the tractors roll through, the horses, the carriages, just the smiles on everybody's face. The kids love all that kind of stuff.
They're decorated. They're lit up. It's not just the farm equipment rolling through town. It's lit up. They're in costume. They're waving. It's fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a lot of training for the horses to be able to not react to the farm equipment, but a lot of these horses are on farms.
Yeah, a lot of farms have horse barns, and horses are getting more and more attuned to equipment all the time. Some of them are a little bit spooky, so, you know, just kind of keep your eye open. If the horse is reacting a little, just kind of step back away from it, give it a little room, and it'll calm down.
Yep.
But it's, you know, for the most part, they have been trained. They've been in situations with a lot of people and things around them before. And so just be aware of that and just have fun watching it go by, and you may have to just step back a bit.
This is my little PSA. If you're bringing your dog to this, make sure that your dog is ready to go to a parade, and they're going to be able to mind their manners just as much as the kids and the other people viewing the parade.
Yeah, we want it to be a family thing, but at the same time, we don't want dangerous things to happen. So if your pet can handle it, not stand there and be obnoxious with its bark.
Right.
You can get it to heal and show how well you have trained that dog. That'd be great to have him along the parade route and give him a day out too.
Absolutely, because a well-trained dog is just a joy to have around with you, and they do belong out in public, and they do belong in those places as long as they can handle themselves in those places.
Yeah.
What time is the parade supposed to start?
The parade should start right at noon. If you want to participate with a tractor, you're going to want to get to the Lisbon Center a little bit earlier than that, because we pull out of there about 11:30.
Now, everybody's already pre-registered. We can't just show up with our tractors. They've pre-registered. You know they're coming and they're in a spot.
No, they come and we register them that morning. There's no registration for the tractors. Now, the horses, yes. We needed to know how many we were getting, and 250 is a lot. They get assigned numbers.
Oh, yeah. The last parade I was in, I think there were almost 800, and that was a lot.
Yeah, that's why we had to kind of slow it down a little bit.
That's the 800 horses in one spot and trailers and people and everything else. Wow, the participation says a lot about Maryland.
It does.
That was a heck of a parking year. That was memorable.
They come from all over the state to do this because it's such a fun thing.
And the equerry is right there.
Yes, the equerry is right there in town, and that's where the grandstand will actually be. And they try to say a little bit of something about everyone that comes up through. Some of them don't want to be recognized that way, and that's perfectly fine. And others, you know, they have a little caption about what their little group does.
Hello, I'm Caroline Babylon. I'm the executive director at Carroll County Food Sunday here in Westminster.
We have something that happens every year. It's fun. It's wonderful. It's sort of this Rockwell Mayberry blend of folks coming together to highlight Lisbon. We have the Lisbon Horse Parade, which supplies food for the Carroll Food Sunday, the Howard County Food Bank, and supports the local fire department in Lisbon. What a great way to highlight our agriculture, our horses, our tractors, and farmers feeding the hungry, the Lisbon Christmas Parade. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I love being here, and I love this event.
This is a fun event. If you've never attended, the event will happen at noon in Lisbon through Main Street. The tractors, all the farm equipment will be paraded through, followed by about 250 horses. So the horses, the tractors, the ag equipment, what's not to like?
It's just wonderful.
It's a fun
parade. The community comes out, the horses come out, and I particularly love the horses. But even the fact that we're supporting the fire company, because I have friends in that Lisbon fire company, and it's a great way to support them.
It is the best of small town America, I think. Every year is we talk about the sponsorships, and people always want to know, if I'm sponsoring a parade, what does that really mean? Well, all that sponsorship money goes to the food banks and to the fire hall, and it comes in multiple ways. So Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry is a deer processing, deer collecting piece, and Carroll Food Sunday, Caroline, is part of that recipient.
Yes, we get a lot of the deer meat. A lot of our folks, our neighbors who come to get food, really appreciate getting the deer meat as fresh meat. They feel a little elegant because they have game meat to eat with their food.
That just surprises the heck out of me, because growing up in Indiana on a big farm, feeding all the horses and the cows grains and hay, deer meat was something that wasn't elegant. It was something that was farm food.
Well, but you can watch shows and they cook deer meat as one of the unique meats. So people enjoy that.
It's a way that the farmers are actually feeding the hungry the way they eat.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, Carroll Food Sunday, and Howard Food Bank work both a little bit differently, and they're designed to fit their communities, I'm assuming?
Yes, we very much meet the communities because our major location is in downtown Westminster. We really focus just on food. We don't have any other services, but we are in the distillery building, which has all the services in it. Right on the property, people can be referred to HSP, to Access Carroll, to Citizen Services, right where we are, and they refer back to us as well. So we don't have to deal with things that Howard County does. They have quite an outreach with assistance with bills, assistance with clothing, things like that. But Westminster has Shepherd staff that does some of that. Hampstead has NESAP. So there are other places to receive those in Carroll County. And we're really focused on food and trying not to duplicate even food efforts. If we look at doing outreach, we don't want to go start another location. We have 3 locations, but we don't want to duplicate. We don't want to go open one somewhere where there's already a food bank.
And that's good stewardship and management of resources.
Exactly.
That's your job.
That's my job.
That's your job. One of the things that I really wanted to highlight is if I am in Carroll County and I think I might need food, how do I determine that and what do I do?
You determine that by just deciding that you have a need that you can't fill yourself. We have no income tests. You are supposed to be a Carroll County resident. So I figure if you have the gumption to walk in the door, you have need. So you come and you get the food. We're a client choice pantry. That means you get to come in and choose from our foods what you want rather than getting handed a box of food that might include things you don't want. We also have milk vouchers. Rather than us try and carry all the milks, we want you to have liquid protein and milk. As farmers, of course, we know how good milk is, but we'll give you a voucher to go to one of 7 stores and you can pick what store you want to go to and buy milk. And you can get one of those every week to basically buy a gallon of milk for a single person. But then you're getting that protein. And personally, I prefer that it be dairy milk, but you can even get oat milk or almond milk.
So it's a combination of what can be supplied and what can be purchased via voucher programs. So this program is not part of WIC.
No, we're not tied at all with WIC. We have referrals for WIC, and we hope that the people who qualify for that are using it, but we don't test for it, and we don't necessarily even ask about it, because if you come in and want food, we're going to give you food. We also have, speaking of farmers, a vegetable voucher program, a farmer's market program is its proper name.
I think that's wonderful.
It's supported in part by the Calhart Foundation here in Carroll County. Last year, we gave $80,000 worth of vouchers to our clients who then redeemed them in the markets. So this was money going straight to our farmers from Carroll County Food Sunday.
What a great small town circle. You've got the farmers at the parade showing off the tractors or the horses or the things that they're using to feed the hungry. The hungry is taking those vouchers. They're giving them back to the farmers. Yes! You know, to see something actually work, that's just wonderful.
Our program is just here in Carroll County. We go up to Tawnytown. Mount Airy uses some of them. And down in Eldersburg, there are several markets that use them. So a lot of markets use them and redeem them, but it's meant to be Carroll County.
Do you happen to know how the farmers markets then redeem those coupons?
Oh, they turn them back to us. And in fact, I go to the Westminster Farmers Market, and a lot of them know me, and every couple of weeks, they'll hand me an envelope of vouchers. We just send them a check. So
wonderful.
We pay them. We get, like I said, some money from the Calhart Foundation. The rest of it is funded through donations and other support from the community that helps pay for that program.
We're out looking for sponsors at this point. And we have so many sponsors that have sponsored the parade year after year after year. Howard and Carroll receive the same amount. Farmers and Hunters with a Deer Processing receives a portion, and Lisbon receives just a small amount. So most of the money goes to feeding and supporting folks who need it. There's a small portion that goes to the firehouse because we need them too.
We sure do.
We do. You know, I would like an EMT to show up if we have problems or somebody to help put out the fire or all those things.
We'll be right back with more parade information.
Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.